machinery. We need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness. And our qualities life will be violent. And all will be lost. Do not despair, for hater men will pass, and dictators die. Dictators die, and the power from the people will return to the people. Will return to the people. Let us all unite, and let us fight for a new world to do away with greed. No, let us fight to free the world, to fulfill that promise. Let us all unite.
Welcome back, folks. You're in Corporation Nation. We're talking to KW today. Subject today is simply the declaratory judgment, because this is of utmost importance to the process, to understanding anything. You know, I guess after a while you kind of realize, hey, maybe I should stop asking Clint or trying to get the answers from Clint or from John Miller or from what's his name called in the other day. Maybe I shouldn't even get the answers from KW. Maybe I should actually be smart and go to the source. Maybe I should get a declaratory judgment from the actual judge about what my actual status and rights are. That's a bit like going to the wizard.
Let me read a couple more parts of the Declaratory Judgment Act, two more little sections of that, so people get a good grasp and understanding what could be done with this type of action. One is, a judgment may be obtained on motion by a surety against his principal or co-surety for money paid, by a client against his attorney for money collected or property received, by a party or officer against a surety for cost, or by party against the officer for money to the property fees, and for damages which such party is entitled to recover, that's important, and in other cases especially authorized by statute. And then another section is 418.080, which says 418.040 to 418.090 is declared to be remedial. Their purpose is to make courts more serviceable to the people. Let me tell you something, folks. You will not see the term "the people" in the statute very often.
That's true. I like this, too. The purpose of this act is really to prevent litigation. In truth, the Declaratory Judgments Act is nothing more than a bill to make it possible for a citizen to ascertain what his rights and what are the rights of others are before taking steps which might involve him in litigation. In other words, hey, I just heard a guru tell me that I do this and I could file a 50-page document and argue. Well, actually, you might actually ask the court that's even acceptable by going and getting a declaratory judgment.
Sure, and if you put it the right way, if you go in there under the correct elements and you stand on a fundamental principle of law, you're going to do a lot better than going in there how crazy stuff.
But, Judge, I'm a man. Judge. Can't you see? I'm a man. I'm not that person.
Right. And all he wants to know is if you're a man considered according to the rank he holds in the society. Because that's what a person is. If you go look up the definition of person, it says a man considered according to the rank he holds in society, which entitles him to all the rights, duties, and privileges.
It's... I guess... You know, sometimes I feel, KW, that a lot of these, you know, I use the word guru, these legal, these people out there trying to sell their courses, that a lot of them have absolutely no idea what they're talking about. I think some of them actually, perhaps maybe even a majority of them, are just there to obfuscate, to absolutely
take you in the wrong direction. We've heard a lot of crap about what the birth certificate is. It's not what we speculate or what we conjecture to be what it is. It's what it is, and what we can prove it is. It is an instrument. It is a record showing an organization was organized. It created what we call a person, an entity. All entities must have a name. All entities must maintain a registered agent and a registered office in the state, whether it's foreign or domestic entity, must maintain a registered agent and a registered office in the state before conducting commerce. And this is where we talk about the difference between you, the physical person, versus the juridical person, two different nationalities, right? See, the United States has given you a juridical person, which is allowed you to conduct all kinds of needle interstate commerce and everything. They didn't tell you about all the obligations and duties that's associated with operating it. Now, some people claim, you know, some people will tell you that the birth certificate is a warehouse receipt. Some people will tell you that it's a receipt given to you because you're the spoilated owner, and it's a receipt given to you because you're the spoilated owner of a property, or whatever nonsense that these people come up with.
Most importantly is that there's always some pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. If you follow the rainbow, if you follow my method, my strategy, my remedy, well, then we're going to get you that trust account that's somehow attached to the birth certificate. You get one that's no one's ever proved exists, and